May be seated. Open your Bible to John chapter 16. I really want to dedicate this service to Dr. Phil. Phil, Jeff, one of my sons, one of my MVBs, was raptured in the spirit early and gone, but yet he was a sower. I remember Jeff Phillips. I remember his wife and Wilma. I remember his wife. They had $1,000-something in their checking account. And Jeff decided he wanted to write a check for $1,000. Now they were broke. And I'm preluding this because I want you to see something what I'm going to teach you this morning. And she threw the check to Jeff. So you must be out your mind. You have to know Wilma to know, you know. But Jeff wrote the check anyway. Now, he was not only a sower, but he learned harvest.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I saw him progress. I saw him grow. I saw him grow in the aspect that he worked the seed so much that the harvest started manifesting in his life.
Yes, sir.
And he did such a good job. His son now the pastor.
Yes, sir.
But his son do not have to worry about how the church going to come out.
Yes, sir.
Because the people are so well trained,
right.
Watch what I say now, on seed time and harvest.
Yes.
I remember a woman giving him $50,000 because she had been trained and God started manifesting the money.
Yes, sir.
This morning, we're going to deal with Holy Spirit, teach me how to sow. And you know where that rendering from? It rendering from when the disciples heard Jesus pray. They asked the Lord, Lord, teach us how to pray. I think the same premises of how to learn how to pray, that we need the Holy Spirit to teach us how to sow. You're not going to do it on your own. You're not going to do it. I'll say one more thing about Jeff. He's kind of rough on everybody. About sowing, he meant you need to sow.
Yes, sir.
And then when I said last night, it's not about money, but connection is about sowing.
Yes,
being
sir.
Honorable, you have to sow.
Yes, sir.
You know, some people want to excuse, they want to rest at a certain level, but you can't rest at a level if you're going to be a bona fide sower.
Yes, sir.
I'll say a lot of things to you today. Let me just say this before we read the scripture. Know this, that the Holy Spirit is the seed trainer.
Yes.
Now listen very carefully. The Holy Spirit trained and helped Jesus to be the seed of redemption.
Yes, sir.
I want you to relate that now. Jesus couldn't go to the cross without the assistance of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He tell us he didn't start his ministry without the Holy Spirit. He stayed in seclusion until that dove came and lit on him and reminded on him. So he was led by the Spirit. He dealt with demonical powers by the Spirit. So here, the comparison, know this, that the Holy Spirit is the seed trainer. That's the only way you're going to get there. The Holy Spirit trained and helped Jesus to be the seed of redemption. You didn't get that. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection was the power of a seed.
Yes.
It was the power of a seed.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when we look at John 16, and there's a lot of things I want to teach you today. Look at John 16. Because anytime you teach about seed, you're teaching about harvest.
Amen.
Anytime you teach about seed, you're teaching about harvest. You're teaching about financial deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Financial freedom. Yes, sir. Anytime. That's $1,000 check right there. No, $1,200 right there. Yeah. So the seed, you can't talk about seed without talking about harvest.
Yes, sir.
Here in John Gospel, Chapter 16, I think this first statement in the 12th verse may be applicable here. Mm-hmm. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
Yeah.
Many things, teaching on sowing, you would not be able to bear them unless the Holy Spirit uphold you.
Yes. Yeah.
I know he was talking about the Holy Spirit wasn't there yet, but still today, there's a lot of things you will not be able to accept, understand, or act upon unless the Holy Spirit anoints you and clear it up for you, because what you'll do is you'll turn on a man and think a man trying to make you do something, and it's God trying to get you somewhere. You think a man trying to make you do something, it's God trying to get you somewhere. You're thinking a man trying to make you do something, is God trying to get you somewhere. So the Holy Spirit will have to touch your spirit to understand the teaching.
That's right.
Yeah.
You understand that?
Yeah.
All right. So, and this is spoken also in Hebrews chapter 5, in the latter part of Hebrews. He says that there are certain things you can't handle. So let's look at it. I mean, and we're coming back to John. Go to Hebrews. There's certain things you can't handle. Let the Holy Spirit get a hold of you.
Yes, sir.
And at certain places, man just not going to take it.
That's right.
But if the Holy Spirit get a hold of you,
yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit, because there's no way out financially
without
sowing.
Without
sowing. You can't pray your way out.
Right.
You can't say, that's why the church is such a hole. Right. You can't pray your way out. You can't say your way out.
Right.
You can't sing your way out. You can't shout your way out. See, sowing is the way that you get off the system and walk in the blessing of God. What I say, what is the way? Sowing. See, and you're not going to be a sower unless you're anointed to sow. And you're not going to understand the grace of sowing unless the Holy Spirit reveal it to you. Because it has been contaminated. Sowing has been contaminated by men who teach it improper. And treating God's people improper and trying to get something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
But when revelation comes and clarity come in the spirit and the anointing begin to move within and upon you, then you're on your way, though your beginning be small.
Yeah.
Yet your latter end will greatly increase.
Yes.
But you have to have an anointing. You have to have an unction from the Holy One.
Yes.
You know, 1 John 2:20.
Yes.
1 John 2:27. Mm-hmm. Write those scriptures down. You have to have an anointing from the Holy One to really get into sowing and seeing harvest and seeing manifestation as the Lord desires for you to see. Are you following me?
Yes.
Now we go over to Hebrews chapter 5. Just want to show you this. In the scripture, the 11th verse. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing you are dull of hearing. See, you'll be dull in the natural man. 1 Corinthians 2 talk about the natural man. The natural man can't hear things of the spirit.
Right.
Now, the thing is that the average Christian who haven't been taught properly think that sowing is not of the spirit.
Come on, right. That's right.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying, man. I know.
Yeah.
They think that God not in on this.
Right. Yeah.
He might be in on the shout, but not the song.
Right.
And so that's why we are financially backward. And you who are here and you who are watching, you can change that if you let the Holy Ghost help you.
Yes, sir.
You see, but you need the Holy Ghost help. Because here it says, look with me now. Here it's an indictment here. In the 11th verse, it says, of whom we have many things to say. You with me?
Yes, sir.
And what? It's hard to be uttered. Not that it's hard to say it, but it's hard for you to hear it. Without the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Everybody say, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
He's going to help you here.
Right.
Notice the 12th verse there. And so many people are virgin in sowing.
Yeah. Virgin. Come on.
So many people are still a virgin in sowing.
Yes, yes, sir.
Understanding it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now the Holy Ghost is going to help us this morning. I have a lot of things to say to you this morning. And as I'm talking, he giving me more. I'm trying to get to what he already gave me, but he gave me more. Now, he says, for when the time you ought to be sores. Time you ought to be sores. You have need that one teach you again, but be the first principle of the oracles of God, and become such as need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between both good and evil.
Yeah, yeah.
But both of those verses are so important. Go back to John, and then we'll go to work. I'll go to sharing some things with you. John 16. I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. I don't want to be there.
Amen.
And so, let me ask you a question. The last 10 years, how your finances been? You see, it's because and most of them, 9 out of 10 could say it haven't been as I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. You see, you might be doing pretty good, but it's pretty good. Ain't nobody talking about pretty good yet this morning.
Right.
Might not be as I wanted to be.
Right. Right.
So the 13th verse, howbeit when he, that's the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, we need the Spirit of truth about sowing,
yes.
Is come. He will guide you into all truth.
Yes,
for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear. See, the Holy Ghost find out from heaven,
yes,
what you need to be told,
yeah,
to activate heaven on your behalf.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Did you hear that?
Uh-huh.
See, he said he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
Yeah.
Notice verse 14 now. We're talking about sowing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit, teach me how to sow. Say it.
Holy Spirit, teach me how to sow.
So I want to bring you somewhere. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. Verse 14, verse 15. All things, oh my goodness.
Yes, sir.
All things that the Father hath are mine.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All things.
Therefore said, I, Jesus, said that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. So the Holy Spirit has to show me how to sow.
Yeah.
Write that down.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit has to show me how to sow.
Yes, sir.
Very important. Very important. Very important. So here are 4 or 5 things that the Lord spoke to me. I never heard them before. Holy Spirit, help me to mature in sowing.
Yeah.
I never heard that before. We done prayed every prayer.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you ever prayed that before. Anybody ever prayed that before? Don't lie now. See, I never prayed it before. But I heard it. I said, wow. Holy Spirit, help me to mature in sowing. Say it.
Holy Spirit.
I see some of y'all biting your lip here because,
yeah,
you see, you're getting off in a place now because you can't sow in your own strength.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Satan begin to give you substituted ideals,
yes,
because he don't want you to get free.
Right.
He know if you start sowing, by the Holy Ghost instruction, it's all over.
Yep. Yep.
Are you following me, Clarence?
Yes,
because there's some other powerful statement here. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit, help me to mature. And so, Holy Spirit, help me to mature in the mystery of sowing.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit, help me to mature in the mysteries, plural, of sowing.
Uh-huh.
Sowing is a mystery.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And you're not going to be able to unravel that mystery unless the Holy Spirit help you.
Right.
Because it don't seem right. I give money. I'm putting money out. I need money.
Right.
And I'm putting money out,
yeah,
and I don't see nothing coming back.
Yeah.
Because then there's a temporary time there. He will test you Are you just sowing? Are you just exchanging?
Come on. Right.
You just trying to get something? Are you really learning the lesson?
Yes, sir.
And that you trust him, you just gonna sow whether something come back or not.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And when he find out that you hit that spot, then it'll start coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, some people, I've seen some people over the years, they sow for about two or three months. And they, one young man told me, said, I didn't get nothing back. I said, boy, you just got in school. he wants something back. Talking about, I thought somebody was gonna start giving me some money. I said, no, boy, not this early. Holy Spirit, I want to be a bona fide sower with no doubt about sowing.
Yeah. Wow.
Holy Spirit, that's a $500 check. I want to be a bona fide sower. You're not going to do it by yourself. I mean because of scarcity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lack, limitation,
right.
Not having enough. Mm-hmm. Check already assigned before it comes.
Wow.
Most Christians live like that. The check already assigned to something before it comes. But a sower, check is not a sign.
Come on.
You begin to live beyond normal standard in your finances. As the Holy Spirit teach you the principles of God, the ways of God, the ways of the kingdom. The kingdom is a seed kingdom. The kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. You can't live on the same level over and over again if you're functioning in the kingdom. But, you know, even though I'm anointed and even though I'm teaching, but yet you need the Holy Spirit to be with you all the time to keep you flowing in his vein.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Right, right. Yes, sir.
Listen to this now. Listen to this. Listen to this. I want to be a bona fide soul with no doubt about my sowing.
Yes. See?
Yeah, well, that can't happen unless the Holy Spirit do it. Man can't do that for you. Holy Spirit, I want to be a bona fide sower with no doubt about sowing. Only the Holy Spirit can move the doubt about sowing. And then I wrote here these things. I want you to get them. Holy Spirit, keep me freshly anointed to sow. Holy Spirit, keep, come on, say it. Holy Spirit, keep me. I got to go back over the other ones because I got the Lord told me to tell you Sam. Holy Spirit, help me to be a mature in sowing.
Holy Spirit, help me to be mature in sowing.
All right, now you need to write that down. You need Holy Spirit, help me to mature in the mysteries of sowing.
Holy Spirit, help me to mature in the mysteries of sowing.
You watching by television, do the same thing, all right? All right, Holy Spirit, I want to be a bona fide sower. With no doubt about sowing.
With no doubt about sowing.
Now here's, before we say one or two more, here's something the Holy Ghost brought up here. Most people think that the Holy Ghost has nothing to do with finances. And they say that's worldly stuff.
Yeah. No, sir.
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
they say that he has nothing to do, we got to talk about going to heaven or grace. They think that the Holy Spirit don't equate. But why would Jesus say the soul sows the seed?
Yes, sir.
And why would he teach us so much about sowing? Why would he let Paul teach us so much about sowing? Are you following?
Yes.
So until we identify sowing as spiritual. See,
yes,
we cannot look, just keep looking at the money.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes,
sir.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Until the Holy Spirit help us to see this is on the spiritual track also.
Yeah.
It been off track, like I said, because of improper teaching and improper reaching.
Yes, yes, sir. Wow.
Yes, sir.
And so your spirit said, she trying to get over. He trying to get over on
right.
me. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
but you don't
sir.
Feel like that in my meeting.
No, sir.
I'm trying to get something over to you.
Yes, sir.
Because the Holy Spirit helped me, see.
Yes,
now, the Holy Spirit will come real strong here this morning
yes,
in a few moments. I got some more things to say to you.
Yes,
I sense his presence.
Yes,
he'll baptize you.
Yes, sir.
He'll baptize you to soul.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Huh? Sowing baptism. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then whenever you receive that baptism, you out of debt.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
See? You beyond need being met. You heard what I said? You beyond need being met. When that type of glory. And then I'm talking about the Holy Spirit teaching us how to sow, yes. and a strong anointing to come on me right yet this morning.
Yes, sir.
Because God's people never heard as they should hear, that sowing is spiritual.
Yes,
and that nobody has to twist your arm to sow.
Yes,
you sow with joy unspeakable,
yes,
and full of glory, because you know the results.
Yes, sir.
You got to see some results, children.
Yes,
I mean, you just can't keep sowing. Nobody will keep sowing and sowing and sowing and no harvest.
Right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But you got to stay in faith when you're sowing.
Absolutely.
Sowing work by faith.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. You take faith to sow.
That's right.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You have to sow, believe in God.
Yes.
That he gonna keep his word.
Yes, sir.
Will God keep his word?
Yes,
what did he say about his word? My word will not what? Return to me void. It's the same way about sowing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, apostle.
Your sowing would not return to you void,
yes,
because it's God's word.
Yes, sir.
Your sowing work, Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 55:11. Write them down.
Yes,
your sowing work like that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's real. It's been so unreal so long.
Yeah, come on, Papa.
Men been talking about it, but they haven't been walking it.
Yes.
People ain't gonna keep sowing, they don't get no manifestation, I'm telling you. I wouldn't either.
Me either.
But we are not gonna let that crust and dust fall on us up in here. It is real. Sowing is real. It's the only way God people are going to get out.
Yes.
That they be anointed and baptized by the Holy Ghost,
yes,
to follow the instruction in the scripture,
yes,
sow your seed,
yes,
receive your harvest.
Yes,
my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's real.
It's real.
Good God Almighty, it's real.
It's real.
Yes.
It's real. Thank you, Lord.
Say this with me. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Keep me freshly anointed to sow.
Keep me freshly anointed
to sow. Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I will yield to your sowing training today.
I will yield to your sowing training today.
Wow.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Today.
Today.
I make you the captain.
I make you the captain.
Of my finances.
Of my finances.
And my financial condition.
And my financial condition.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Oh my God. You recognize what you have said? Oh my God. Sit down. Let me teach you that. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Say that often. Say that often. Say that often. Say that often. Turn to Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to, for a moment, relate sowing to praying. What?
Yes, sir.
What, you unspiritual person? I'm going to relate sowing to praying. The same one who put praying out, put sowing out. Praying work like sowing, and sowing work like praying. When you sow, you're praying financially. I just heard that. I just heard that.
That's a financial prayer. What?
Yeah, sowing is a financial prayer.
Apostle,
yeah.
My goodness.
Same God, same result.
Wow. Same God, same result.
Wow.
Sowing is a financial prayer.
Oh my word.
It's new to me too. I just heard it. I didn't have that, but I heard sowing. You know, we talk about praying from God, sowing from God. Sowing is just as much from God as praying. Sowing get God's attention just as much as prayer.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it does.
Principles.
Yes.
Scriptural principles.
Yes.
Jesus died for sowing and praying. Because it's in the word. I kind of lost you there, right? Huh? I said Jesus died for your praying and your sowing. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy, boy. I'm glad I came. I learned that just now. Yeah, sowing is just as important as praying. Because he said them both.
That's true.
Sowing make contact. Prayer make contact. Prayer get result. Sowing get result. You see it?
Yes, sir.
Do you see this?
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing this?
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
I just fear and trembling here. Sowing is financial intercession. Good God Almighty. See, because they've been separated so long, you see. Boy, I feel like running now, boy. What? What? Huh? Oh, I see. I know some religious spirit choking now, boy. Some religious spirit. Oh, no, you can't put it up with prayer. Sam God.
Sam God.
You see? See? You can't pray your way out of financial dilemma without sowing. Because you're being disobedient. You're trying to trick God. You're trying to disobey God, get God to do something for you that he told you how to do it. But you're trying to hold on to that $50. You want $5,000, but you're trying to hold on to that
$50.
And then now you are going to get in the room and cry, get on your knees, snot and sneeze and all that before God, and have him sold one seed. And say God didn't hear you.
Right.
I receive. And say God didn't hear you.
Yes,
no, he didn't hear you. Because when you got on your knees, you ain't saying nothing. Because you didn't sow. You ain't saying nothing because you ain't sowed nothing. Don't you know seed got a voice in heaven?
Yeah.
Write that down. Seed have a voice in heaven. See, now, I'm not thinking about these religious folks. I'm not thinking about them. They don't want to get on board. They stand great and stay broke. But I got to preach what God called me to preach. I'm grace for this. I never heard such a thing. Seed have voice in heaven.
No.
Good God Almighty. I receive. Seed have voice in heaven. See, I hear your religious brand jumping right now, some of y'all. I hear it rattling you, but I want to rattle you this morning. Could that be true? Yes, true.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It's the word of God.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost. See, I turned the Holy Ghost loose in you this morning. He the one come up with intercession. The Holy Ghost. He said, let me go. The Holy Ghost said, let me go. I'll teach him how to sow.
Yes, sir.
I'll train him.
Train up.
I'll shock him. I'll stop him.
Thank you, Lord.
This new to you, but it's real.
It's real.
Pay attention.
Yes, sir.
It'll work anywhere you go.
Yes,
you got me, Jerry? It'll work anywhere you go. I know it's new to you.
Yes, sir.
You see these people handing me money and stuff like that, you know? But you just pay attention and listen. Watch what happens. All right?
Man.
Oh, that's my fault. I shouldn't miss no money. Now go with me now. I'm trying to go as slow as I can. Because there's so much the Lord spoke to me, and this fresh this morning. Most of my message, I have some of the Lord said, no, I want you to do this. I had you at Luke 11 and 1. You know, I'm fit to make this comparison. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. My point here is you have to be taught how to sow. Just like you were taught how to pray. Now people listen for praying because you can fake praying, but you can't fake sowing. No, you see, you can fake praying. You can say, Lord, I love you all with all my heart. But sowing, you got to let something go. Some of y'all think y'all great prayer, but you're not really a great prayer if you're not a sower. Because God don't trust you. Why are some people prayer not getting answered? They're not sowing. God don't trust them. God going under the ground for their concern because they won't sow a seed. They give as less as possible. Are you following me?
Yes,
so just as they said, Lord, teach us how to pray. This morning, we're saying, Lord, teach us how to sow. You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Don't shout me down. Turn to Acts chapter 10.
Yes, sir.
I'll make a statement.
Yes, sir.
Come on. If you know your Bible, you know where I'm going. Hey, my goodness, glory to God. Glory to God. Acts chapter 10. I mean, you're going to argue with somebody, argue with the scripture. The scripture, you will win. If you're a Christian, have a scripture argument about sowing. Here in Acts chapter 10, let me see if I make the statement before I read it. Let's see here. Knowing how to pray and knowing how to sow is a supernatural combination of the kingdom. Knowing how to pray and knowing how to sow is a supernatural combination of the kingdom. Here, Cornelius, prove it. Well, you saw that in the Bible. Well, I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to show you divine results right here, 10th chapter, verse. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Watch now, verse 2. You with me, class?
Yes, sir.
A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always.
That is
right there. So look what happened. And he saw in a vision, evidently about the night hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. Now look what happened. Verse 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Boy, that's good preaching right there.
Yes.
Thy prayers and thy alms come up. That man was praying and sowing. I dare you to pray and sow. Praying and sowing. As the Holy Spirit leads you. Not as no man leads you. As the Holy Ghost leads you. But the Holy Ghost would lead you in prayer as well. The Holy Ghost would lead you in sowing. And you can't stay in debt. You can't stay in limitation. You can't stay in lack. You can't stay broke. Impossible. Because of Isaiah 55:11. Because of John 15:7. Because of Matthew 6:33. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. Make a demand upon what is right for you, and I'll see to it that you have it. One translation said.
Yes, sir.
So here's a man. God sent an angel to him. Because he was praying and sowing. God, his whole race of people got saved. Because this man praying and sowing. Don't he think he can get you out of debt? If it can cause that to happen, don't he think it can cause you to get out of debt?
Yes, sir.
Cause your child, who's a wayward child, to come home and get saved. Sowing got something to do with that. Knowing how to pray and knowing how to sow is a supernatural combination of the kingdom.
Yes.
You may be seated. Let me try something else here and show you. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Turn to Matthew 26. Mm-hmm. You must create in your life the memorial result of being a sowing, of being a sower.
Yes.
Many will try to stop you because they don't understand the revelation the Holy Spirit has given you. Here's a woman created a seed memorial.
Yeah.
She sowed. The disciples didn't understand her. So many in the church not going to understand you. Many ministers not going to understand you. They don't understand why you come to these meetings.
Right.
Because I mean, they just don't understand. They don't know that it just is real, more real than what they're trying to do.
Exactly. Yes.
See?
Yes, sir.
Here in the 26th chapter, you see that woman. She pulled that all on Jesus.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
And the church didn't understand it. The disciples didn't understand it.
Yes, right.
They call it waste.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Lord said the it'd Lord. Be a memorial
yes,
seed to her.
Yeah.
That's powerful. Now there'll come a moment, my brothers and sisters, that you'll get in a place where you'll sow a memorial seed.
Yes, sir.
That's $1,000 right there. You sow a memorial seed.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You don't know. That's why the Bible in Ecclesiastes said, just keep on sowing. Don't care how it look.
Yes, right.
Just keep on sowing because you don't know what seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
The sixth verse. So you don't know what's going to come through. So it's more than one time there in the scriptures, the Lord talk about a memorial seed.
Yeah.
That just what was just in Acts 10.
Yeah.
That was a memorial seed.
That's right.
His seed became a memorial seed. What is a memorial seed? It's a seed that God can't get off his mind. That you'll finally sow that seed.
Yes.
That might have been a man sowed a $1,000. That might be a seed. That might be a seed God can't get off his mind.
Yes, sir.
Because he sowed it at a time when the teaching like this,
you
don't tell him what that might happen to
yes,
him. You don't know when you're sowing your memorial seed.
Yeah. That's right.
That's a seed that keep God in memory.
Yeah.
That he's your provider.
Yes,
he's Jehovah Jireh in your life.
Yes,
see?
Yes,
see? See? See, see, that's the time you'll sow a seed, the revelation of you'll never be broke another day in your life. Lock into you.
Yes, sir.
Be with you the rest of your days on earth.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, I can't even think broke. I try to keep getting my mind the track. I lost the track in my mind. My mind can't go to broke.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
You can drop me off in a jungle.
Mm.
No more than two other people there.
Mm.
I'll come out rich.
Yes, sir.
You follow me? Because I know it. It's in my know. I know I can trust it. So I'll pick some puck on and sow them. Whatever they got in the jungle, I'll start sowing it. I got two people to sow it in. That's how profound the Holy Ghost will bring into it. Y'all not in bad shape. You're not in bad shape. Let me talk to you this morning. You're not in bad shape. You just need to see. God got it provided for you. Why do you think he got you here this morning? Now I'm hearing words here. I don't know who they for, but I'm hearing these words. You will not be left out again. I think you need to write that down and date it. You think you need to write that down? You will not be left out again. Glory to God. You will not be left out again. Now I'm saying this by divine permission. You will be arrested with the best.
You heard I said arrested.
I felt that coming up in my spirit. You will be arrested with the other words, like being arrested, handcuffed, whatever you want to call it. Arrested with the best. You're going to have to walk in it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good one. I heard you. Hallelujah. I'm listening. Hallelujah. So, you don't know what seed's going to create that memorial. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 17 now. Luke chapter 17. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I guess I can wear the same suit to the meeting this afternoon because I'm going to eat and come on back.
It's fresh.
Yeah. I believe this suit will make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost now. I feel somebody got something. Do you know what happened to you these few minutes since we've been here this morning? You got to listen to this over, man, and over. This fresh. This is where some Christians will never get. They don't understand. Faith for increase will not work without a seed. Sit down, right? Faith for increase will not work without a seed. Prayer for financial freedom will not work without a seed. Yeah, I know the Lord answered, you're not a sower. You know, you won't talk to me now. Somebody watching out there, they don't believe in this seed stuff. I know the Lord heard my prayer. Yeah, how you fix financially? Huh? See, you tell me, I know the Lord hear my prayer. When the last time you put up $25,000 in his work? So I remember years ago, here in Luke 17, the Lord ministered to me, and I'm thankful for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Aren't you thankful?
Yes, I am.
Don't you recognize something happening in here this morning?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Wow. Faith come alive.
Hallelujah.
Your financial promotion
yes.
is already in your hand.
Yes.
It's not in man's hand. It's not in someone holding me back.
Yes.
You can't hold a sower back.
Yes.
God will shut a company down for a sower.
What?
God will build another company for
yeah.
a sower.
Yeah.
What a grand finale God had put in your place for you to function by.
Yes, sir.
And you living normal.
Yeah.
Anybody got no time to live no normal life?
Yeah.
You're a child of the living God. He's set principles and laws, spiritual laws, for you to prevail in.
Yeah.
Come on, sir. You're going to sit around and beg this world to give you a break?
Yes, sir.
Make your break.
Yes, sir.
Take your break.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Love it.
Hallelujah. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith.
Increase.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord answered in a way that I want you to see this morning. And the Lord said, if you had faith as the grain of mustard seed, I want you to see that. He's talking about seed. Mustard, you might say unto the sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you.
Yeah.
He's saying the same thing about finances.
Yeah.
See, if you have faith in your sowing, money will obey you.
That's what he's saying.
Prosperity will obey you. Wealth, increase,
yeah.
overflow, all that obey you.
Yeah.
See, and I want me to read that blindly and just see he's talking about faith for being a good Christian or going to heaven. But he's talking about the whole spectrum of God.
Mm-hmm.
A seed.
Yes,
a faith as a seed.
Yes.
I read it to you. I'll read it to you again. I'm going to make sure you get it. Faith for increase will not work without a seed.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord.
It will not.
Yeah, that's right.
Prayer for financial freedom will not work without a seed. Now, that's one thing, a man telling you that, not trying to get nothing from you, and a man telling you that, trying to get something from you.
Right.
It contaminated the scripture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The scripture get contaminated
yeah.
because you telling me that for you to sow.
Yeah,
right.
You're not telling me that for me to grow.
Yes, sir. Come on,
Apostle. You see the difference?
Yes, sir.
See? I want you to grow.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't need you to sow.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
Come on, Apostle.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so that eases the art of deception.
Yes.
And then you can have conception.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're so much, you don't have to protect your pocketbook.
Yeah.
See? The Spirit of God trying to fill it up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I know what God told me to do. I know how he sent me out here to do this. And so I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Sowing is the revealing of your trust in God. Write that down.
Yes.
Sowing is the revealing of your trust in God. The amount you sow determine how much you trust God, not the amount you have.
All right.
Wow.
No, that's good.
Yeah, you see? See? So I want to hear scriptures with this. You got to have scripture with this. I said you got to have scripture with this.
Yes, sir.
Psalm 115, verse 9.
Yeah.
Psalm 115, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting blessed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm getting blessed. Yes, sir. Go back and preach it to your people. Tell them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell them. What? Tell them. What?
Yes, sir.
In finances, I'm hearing something. In finances, the seed is the sword of the Spirit. Oh man, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't. It's in the book, isn't it? So it become the seed, become the sword of the Spirit to war for your finances. Good God Almighty. You heard that?
Yes.
Sowing a seed by faith turn into the soul of the Spirit and begin to cut in the financial arena on your behalf.
Yeah.
That wasn't enough amen for that now.
Hallelujah.
That means you didn't get it.
Come on, Apostle.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. So every time you sow, you're using. Oh my goodness. You see, don't you? How many of y'all see that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. I never heard nothing like that. That's the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy, you go to talk about the Holy Ghost, he's going to tell you anything. Seed.
Yes, sir.
A seed is the sword of the Spirit in action.
Okay.
And it can't return void. Because God said it.
Yes, sir.
You believe it.
Yes, sir.
You did it.
Yes.
That settled it. I don't care what train God got to stop or what bridge he got to raise up. He's going to bring it to pass.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Glory
to
God. All right. Psalm 115, verse 9. My little Bible is captured. Trust in the Lord.
Good.
O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Verse 12. The Lord has been mindful of us. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel.
Yes, sir.
He will bless the house of Aaron.
Yes, sir.
He will bless my house.
Yes,
hey. Sam God. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. Listen to this, listen. The Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. Ye are the blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. Now remember what we're talking about here now. Sowing is the revealing of your trust in the Lord. Yeah, so that scripture, I'm using that scripture in Psalm 115, trusting in the Lord, you'll sow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now you can't get around sowing now.
Right, right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. And then Proverbs 3, 5, and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 10, write that down. You trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your understanding, ignite him all your way, and direct your path.
Yeah.
Then you see you end up with plenty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
We talked about plenty last night, didn't we?
Yes, sir. Yes,
you did.
Now, listen to me. Sowing is the master key to unlock kingdom mystery blessing. Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I can hear y'all listening.
Good.
I've been around a while. I can hear when people listening.
Yes, sir.
Say, what in the world he going to say next? He don't know. It's all right for y'all to smile a little bit.
Yeah.
Some people say that. It's all right to smile a little bit every now and then. I'm not going to tell you, sow $2,000 in the next 30 seconds. You can relax.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sowing is the master key. Come on, say this with me. Sowing is the master key to unlock kingdom mystery blessing. Mark 4, chapter 4, verse 3. Hearken. Hearken there. Sam Charles Kapp, many years ago, I heard him say it was over in the Old Testament. It was it's listening with the intent to do. That's what it means. See. Hearken, behold, there went out a sower. A sower. That's what sowers do. They sow. All right? But I want you to see some other verses now. Go down to the ninth verse. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Yeah.
Now, in the seven churches of Asia that he wrote in the Revelation,
yes.
It would say, it finished that statement.
Yes, sir.
He that hath ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See, the Spirit is saying this.
Yeah.
I know about it because I got to preach those seven churches.
Yeah.
I got to preach them in the apostolic stead.
Yes, sir.
I think Sunday morning I got to preach about returning to your first love.
Yes.
And staying there.
Yes, sir.
Yes. In other words, keeping God first.
Yes.
Somewhere to church. Somewhere to church and put him on the side a little bit and pull him in every now and then. But he's your first love. You know, how many of y'all remember when you got saved? Ooh, I was on fire. Wasn't you on fire? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Well, you can stay like that. I've been like that 47 years. You ain't got to lose it.
Right, right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm the same way. 44 years ago, I got saved. I'm the same way.
Yes, sir.
I'm a pursuer of him, and he's first in my life.
Yes, sir.
I never let him become second.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No project, nothing I want. He always first.
Yeah.
He's always first. Yes, sir. I don't have to put God on my mind when I wake up in the morning. I went to sleep with him on my mind. All night long he was on my mind. These boys be around me. They know how I am.
Yes, sir.
I don't take no vacation from God.
No.
God go on vacation with me.
Yeah.
Wow. Love it.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this, because I want you to see this. I want you to see this. I was in the ninth verse, mm-hmm. tenth verse. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without, all these things are done in parable. Verse 12, that seeing they may see and not perceive. Mm-hmm. Is somebody watching me right now?
Yes, sir.
They have no perception of what I'm talking about.
That's right.
They got their Bible. Their Bibles are marked.
Yes, sir.
But their spirit is not trained to cross over.
Wow. Wow. Yes, sir.
So they become critical. And they'll call me something else besides an apostle.
That's right. That's right.
But that first church, one of the things that the Lord was in revelation,
come on, apostle.
That they found out apostles who said it was apostles was liars.
That's right. No evidence.
No evidence. That's right. Huh? 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 See, people, you be trying to take them further, but they're stuck.
Come on, apostle.
In the mud of unbelief.
Yeah.
Wow.
My.
I feel a few of y'all, and you ain't going all the way.
Come on.
I mean, I know what it is to you, though. It's just, you know, we're talking about sowing and praying. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Jesus Christ, you indicted my religion. But it's all from God.
Yeah.
He the one told us. He wrote chapters about sowing.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Chapters. Might have made more chapters about sowing than praying.
Yeah.
No doubt, sir.
Wow. It's a good check, $100 check. $150 check. I don't want to cheat you. All right, I'm about to close. Let me. Because we'll take up at 2:30. Because I'm going to double up on sowing.
Yeah.
The Lord told me, he told me, double up teaching on sowing, double up. You'll get my people there faster.
Yes. Wow.
Wow. Wow. So I'll come back at 2:30 with another element of insight about sowing.
Yeah.
And listen now, all this working in my life.
That's right. Yes, sir.
You see,
yes, sir.
All this working in my life. You understand?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. All right. And when I share about you, I'm not bragging on me. When I share about my house I live in, the car, anything, I'm not bragging on me.
Right.
I'm bragging on God.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, it worked today.
Yes, sir.
See, let me say this to you. We cannot keep shouting about the history. What God did for Job and what God did for that person, it's teaching, it's spiritual, but he's still God. What he did for Ruth, he led her to large money. When Ruth made her confession that, well, your people are going to be my people, your God is going to be my God, she was headed to large money. God was leading her. God had Boaz set up for her. The other girl, she's probably still broke. She went on back to her people. Let me try to close you up, man. Yeah, her broke people. Let me see. Got a voice I want you to see before I close here. Oh, that verse 12, right? You saw it again, huh? I'm putting my hand. Uh-huh. That's why I wanted to put my hand. My hand's anointed.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of money this hand handles?
Yeah.
These are money hands. Because
yeah.
I trained them that way.
Yeah.
I train them to sow, and I train them to receive.
Yeah.
I'm at my house. My cooks, they're sowing. I go in the yard, the man who taking care of the yard, he's sowing.
Yeah.
Just sowing. I mean, everybody around me sowing. Man drops something off, he's sowing.
Yes, sir.
I go down the street for a walk, somebody stop me, they're sowing.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is your anointing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to receive an apostle as an apostle.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Are you following me?
Yes,
profound what about to be read to you now in my closing. We'll take up. That seeing they may see, verse 12, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand. That's any time they should be converted. Mm-hmm. Now, see, y'all, people see that just by being saved. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But everything happening in the Bible is a conversion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to convert from a non-soul to a soul.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You have to convert to prosperity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Abundant and increase. You have to be converted to that.
Yeah.
It's a form of being saved.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. Look at the next. And he said unto them, that's why I went to Mark. It's in Matthew 13, but Mark said this. Know you not this parable? Parable teaching about sowing. Know you not this parable? How then will you know it? All parables? By the way, if you don't know this one, you're not going to rest. It's a training. Write this down quickly. The Holy Spirit will teach you how to sow your way out. Psalm 126, just read that, and Zechariah 8:12. All right? The Holy Spirit will teach you how to sow your way out. All right, let's get ready. Let's sow right now. We need an envelope for your giving. Lift your hand. The ushers should be down now. We'll come back at 2:30, and I'll teach you another aspect of sowing. And then I receive. Okay, stop. Did you catch it? I receive. Yes, sir.